Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for October 3rd, 2018. I'm Stephen Hall. First up today, we have the Google Pixel 3, which has been in this show pretty much every day for the last few months. But today, Google confirmed that Pixel 3 pre-orders will be opening on October 9th, the day of the Made by Google event next week, and also continued to tease its arrival and colors via some assistant queries. Google also poked fun at the Pixel Ultra rumors last night on Instagram. The Made by Google account posted a photo teasing a tiny mini Pixel. And I think it's, as Abner noted, a product that a lot of people might actually be interested. You can check that story over at 9to5 Google. There's also Wear OS 2.1, which is rolling out now, and our Damien did a hands-on on that video, so you should check that out. And we have a couple Google Assistant stories. First up, Google Assistant has been redesigned today to be simpler and more powerful on smartphones. It's just a lot easier to see, a lot easier to use, and they're kind of ditching the kind of chatbot-esque UX that originated in Google Allo. Also, Google Assistant apps can now be monetized with in-app purchases and subscriptions for actions. Google doesn't have that many examples of this yet, but I could see it being really important in the future. And finally today, we have a bunch of LG stories. So LG V40 Thin Q went official today with a 6.4-inch notched display, thinner bezels, and a total of a whopping 5 cameras, and the long-awaited LG smartwatch, the LG Watch, oddly named W7, was announced today, and it's the first hybrid Wear OS watch with mechanical hands, a supposed 100-day battery if you don't use the smartwatch features, and it comes in at a crazy $450. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com, and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning.